You turn with me, please, to First Letter of John, chapter 3. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. I have been almost undone this week, thinking about this, in a good way. And as I bring this to you this morning, I just long for you to know the Father, to know the Father God close and secure. That is my prayer this morning. And just thinking about this idea of the Father, and Jesus was always at work doing his Father's work. And when we think about the Father coming close, it's not an end in itself. It's that we will do the Father's work, that we will become like him and do the Father's work. Now, Barack Obama, he said that his greatest ambition in life was to be a father, to be a good father, and then to be a good president. And he said that because in his own childhood, he was separated from his father. And it was a painful, painful experience. And on Father's Day in 2008, he spoke about the fact that statistically, children whose father is not there are likely to have behavioral problems, run away from home, and that the community is weaker for it. So he spoke about his desire to be a good father and his desire that fatherhood in the nation would be emphasized and raised up. But in this passage, it's speaking about God is our Father. God is our Father. There's a great preacher called Charles Spurgeon, and he's known as a great preacher, but what's less known is that he built a lot of orphanages. And he preached one of his best sermons called Till He Comes. And it was based on what Jesus said. It said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And Charles Spurgeon spoke about this wound that is in the heart of man, the orphan heart. It's in the heart of woman as well, when we don't know the Father. He says, it's not spirit that you can cast out with a prayer. It's a profound rupture in the soul that needs healing over time. And only God can heal that wound. God is a father to the fatherless. He's a champion of widows. This is what our Bible says. And Jesus spoke about Father God as someone that we could run to. And as we run to him in our brokenness, in our failure, he is running to us. He's coming faster towards us. So let us turn back to the Father today. I want to speak about the Father's love, and I want to speak about seeing the Father's love, receiving the Father's love, and relying on the Father's love. It's all about the cross. It's about the initiative of the Father to send the Son to draw us close to himself. We're separated by sin, but we're drawn close when we receive the forgiveness which flows from his shed blood on the cross. But it's not only the sending of the Son, it's also the sending of the Holy Spirit. In Galatians chapter 4, it speaks about two sendings, the sending of his Son and the sending of the Spirit. And you may be here this morning and you think, well, I know about the sending of the Son. I know about John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. I know about the sending of the Son. But do you know that the Spirit of his Son was sent into your heart so that you could cry, Abba, Father? Do you know about the sending of the Spirit? When John is saying this, he's getting emotional. The original translation is, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Do you know how generous God is? It's a generosity which is out of this world. And he's actually experiencing, as he's writing this, a closeness. The analogy, you know the Beatles song, you know, she loves me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that's a really inadequate analogy, but there's something going on here. He's saying, the Father loves me. Can you see it? If only you could know the love of this Father. And it's pouring off the page, if only we will see it. But the only way we can see the love of the Father is if we look at the cross and the cost of his only precious Son dying on the cross so that he could draw us close, that he would sacrifice that which was most precious to him to draw us close to him. So can we see it? His initiative, his sacrifice, and his generosity. And Romans 8 says, if this is what God was prepared to give up for you, how will he not then give us all things? And sometimes we doubt God's generosity. But if God is prepared to give up his only Son, how will he not then give us all things? I'm not talking about a new car or something like that. I'm talking about power to do his work, to do the Father's work, power to change, to be like Jesus. If we pray to be changed and if we pray for power to do God's work, he will not withhold that from us. He gave his only Son for us that we could have that closeness, that we could have that power, that we could have that transformation. How will he not then give it to us? So we know it, or if we can see it, or we've heard about it, but have you received it? It says, to all who received him, and that's a step of faith, to all who received him, have you received him? Have you? As you receive him by faith, by putting your trust in what he has done, you become a child of God. A child of God. Do you know how special that is? A son of God. Even if you're a woman here today, you are a son of God through faith in Christ. Why is that important? It's because in the time that this was written, the Son got all the inheritance. That's just the way that Paul is explaining it. So we're all sons of God. 2 things happen when you put your faith in Jesus. First of all, This is amazing, by the way. I hope you're as excited about this as I am, that you get to share in God's nature. That you get, God comes and lives within you. You're able to participate in the life of the divine. Jesus said, he said, Father, we're so close. We have this wonderful close relationship. I want them to have this close relationship too. I want them to have this closeness. Because you have loved them the way that you have loved me. Did you hear that? Jesus said, you, Father, have loved them, that's us, the way you've loved me. Is that a misprint? Have I missed that? I'm shocked to read that. Are you shocked to hear that? And Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, I have loved you. On Father's Day, as we think about God as the Father of the fatherless, and many of us are struggling with that problem, even if our fathers are still living, we're struggling with that problem because we're not experiencing the perfect Father. Sorry for shouting, Ailey. It's her first experience of church. I hope she'll be back. Okay. I hope she heard that, though, that there is a God who loves her as much as he loves the divine Son of God. Did you hear that? I need to do the next point, but I just want to stop there and go, wow, and just faint. I do. I want to cry. See what love the Father has given us. That he would love us the way he loves Jesus. He's been with him for all eternity, and he draws us into that relationship. And he says, I want you to have that closeness that I have with my Father, and you can have it. Oh, wow. Oh. Have you received him by faith? Because when you put your trust in Jesus, his Spirit comes and lives within you. And if you're doubting it this morning, the Spirit is speaking to your heart, and he's saying, you are mine. You belong to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You belong. You belong. You belong to someone. And Jesus, in his toughest time, as he prepared for the cross, he was praying and he said, Abba, if there's any other way, if there's any other way, we've been so close through all eternity, and on the cross, you're going to pour all your anger against all the sin and injustice in the world, and you're going to pour it on me? On me? Is there any other way, Daddy? Is there any other way? And Paul says in Romans, he says that we cry, Abba, Father. So do you know the Father's love this morning? I want you to know. I want you to see it. If you can't see it, would you pray that you would see it? That God would show you? Are you sure that you belong to the Father this morning? I want you to know for sure, Christian. You belong to the Father. I don't want you to doubt. The Spirit wants you to know. He wants you to glorify Him and enjoy Him. You can't enjoy Him if you're not sure that you belong to Him. I don't think you can glorify Him either. And are we relying on Him, crying, Abba, Father? We're going to sing now, as we prepare for communion, how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure. And if you're able to stand, would you stand with me to sing this, please?